say goodbye. I'm not always polite, but I get the job done. Who says the work can never be fun? I'm simply unprofessional.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Webby's not in a good mood.
Devin, first and foremost, can I just tell you how much I appreciate you?
Can only if you'll let me tell you how much I appreciate you.
Sure.
But all right.
This is one of those days where you know my week has not been great. And even going into the intro, I can tell that the listeners know that I'm not in the greatest of moods right now because I'm not upbeat. I'm not doing my normal intro voice. And you even stepped up to be that more upbeat Devin to counter my sullen Webby tone.
I did, because I knew you were sullen and you wouldn't shoot me down this time.
I very much appreciate it. So this week, we had a topic, and we were going to have a guest. Shit happens, people. And
he went Hollywood on us, unfortunately. He went fucking Hollywood on us. He was like, you know what? I'm too fucking big league for you guys. I need at least $5,000 up front. Yeah. Otherwise, I can't do the show. And we're like, well... have a nice life. Effectively is how that went down.
I mean, not for nothing, we're not allowed to divulge who this person is because we don't want you going out there and like tweeting at them, asking them.
It was Guy Fieri. It was Guy Fieri.
No, we're not allowed to say things like that.
I'll say it. It was Guy Fieri. Well, the internet's punching bag, Guy Fieri. That's who it was.
The person's name that we're referring to does not rhyme with Sin Easel.
I kind of want to have like,
and then everybody's gonna tweet him. He's gonna be like, "What the fuck is this shitty podcast?"
And then maybe we actually might be a guest for once. You ever think of that one?
Yeah. Right. Whatever.
But Webby,
my life. Just...
Can I just say, Sin Easel sounds like
like an evil Bob Ross.
No, Sin Easel sounds like a stupid like. I don't even know. I don't like it though.
Well, all right, Devin. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna try to do this whole like magicians like behind the curtain pretending that we have a million of these things banked. It's Thursday. This past weekend, we had our anniversary stream. I thought it was actually a pretty good turnout. I had fun. We got to play a couple different games with some fans, and then we got to play a few different games that Goose ran us through. Goose was DMing a few of our games. But the real, I guess, impactful part came after the stream. You had me try this game with you. And my God, it really got to me.
I'm sorry.
I figured going into this, I figured, okay, even if it's kind of creepy, there are three other people playing, because there was four of us playing. It was me, you, Tamara, and Edquist. And I figured, okay, I can just, you know, I'll just crack some jokes, and, you know, they all love horror movies, so they'll be, you know, they'll be cracking jokes, and they'll be, you know, laughing and stuff. Some of you guys were equally as creeped out, which really did not help. Yeah, dude, we ended up, I'm going to admit this to the listeners. We had to stop playing because I pussed out. I got to the point where I would put my character in the corner, face down, turn off my flashlight. I had to, like, look away from my screen, take my headset off. I had, you know, I'd actually breathe, like, control my breathing. I was shaking. I don't know what it was about that game. It had all of the things that I hate about horror in it. You know, because, like, I can do some horror. I mean, we've done horror stuff for, like, October, the month of October, we do all horror stuff. You know, I've watched horror movies, but it's... Little pale girls really bother me. Little pale people, I should say. Because, like, The Ring, the chick from The Ring bothers me. Mm-hmm. The little Asian kid from that Sarah Michelle Gellar movie, I think she was the one that... Which one was that in? The boy who hisses like a cat. You know which one I'm talking about? If you don't, man, go take a look at that kid.
The Grudge.
Yeah, he's super pale, too. I don't like super pale kids. It's not good. Go out there and get some vitamin D, kids. So it has the main person hunting you in this one house is a little pale girl. Okay. I don't like anything about her. The dolls didn't really creep me out. I didn't mind the giggling and the little pitter-patter of doll footsteps. I got past that real quick. The fucking jump scare. That's what really gets me when it comes to horror stuff. I don't do jump scares well. So, like, the constant jump scare, and if it wasn't, like, that, like, the girl jumping out and freaking me out, it was you guys constantly, like, it'd be really quiet for a second, then all of a sudden Tamara or you would just scream because she was chasing you guys. I'd be nowhere near you, but you guys screaming would make me jump. Everything about that night really got, like, it unwound me. Like, I have not been the same since, Devin. I will say that you did promise that you'd never make me play that game, and I told you when you said that I very much thank you for saying that. You know, half of me thanks you for saying that, but the other half of me was like, God damn, we were so close to beating that, because we only needed the one more doll. So, and then I told you in chat that I was going to play again with you guys, because we have to beat it, and you, what was the wording you used? You banned me. You banned me from playing this game. There are very few things I've been banned from in my life, Devin. I don't approve. I think Devin left me now. Devin left me just like our guest left me.
No, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, you're not saying anything. I'm trying. I keep lobbing the ball in your direction, and then, like, when you don't pick it up and roll with it, I just continue the words. I feel like a ping pong.
I hear you. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm just trying to, like, you pause, but then, like, it sounds like you're ranting and, like, you're just trying to, like, collect your thoughts, and you go out ranting in a bad way, but, like, you're saying what you got to say, you, like, pause to collect your thoughts, and then you move on.
Nah, well, I mean, those general pauses are normally where you would interject your thoughts.
Right, but it seems more like you were just trying to collect thoughts as opposed to...
Nah, that's pretty much my thought.
Okay. Well, Webby didn't have a good time with this game. I told him I would never make him play it again, and that's just kind of how that went down.
Yeah, but I offered to still play only because we only needed the one fucking doll left.
I'm not letting you do that.
But we only needed the one doll.
I don't care.
Well, thankfully the game was cheap.
Yes.
Have you played Dead by Daylight since they brought out new people?
Not at all, no.
No, me neither. I haven't even seen any of the new people.
No, I haven't at all.
And some people, you know, some of you listeners out there, you're going to be like, oh, Webby, we've seen you play Dead by Daylight, and you're getting freaked out, but it's a whole separate beast. Yeah, Devin, I've been on stream with Devin, and I freaked out when the pig first came out. We got that captured on stream.
That game's a whole different beast. That game's a whole different beast.
Yeah.
I will say, there is a YouTube video I want to show you. It involves the game I said you're never allowed to play again. However, I'm only going to show you like one part of the YouTube video because I just thought it was hilarious. But that's it. You're not allowed to watch anything else.
I will say for you listeners out there, and I mean if you see this game, the game's called Pacify. First off, if you go and you watch it and you think, oh, this game's not scary, blah blah blah, do us all a favor. Keep your words to yourself, okay? Because it really did get to me. I'm not even joking. It's been a long time since something has freaked me out as bad as that did, for whatever reason. Whatever the reason. I think it's just an accumulation of all the things I hate about horror stuff. And I don't enjoy being afraid. I don't like being scared. That sense of adrenaline or whatever that some people like really strive for. But if you do want to see it, if you go to my Twitch channel, I think it's probably still on there. I think my channel archives videos. It should have a video of me watching or playing it, because it was the last game that I've streamed so far. You can see me just literally shaking my head at how disapproved I was about the whole ordeal.
Don't blame you.
I do find, I will say that every time she was kind of chasing us or chasing somebody, every time I hid in a corner and just turned off my flashlight and looked down, I didn't get bothered. So that might be a really good defense. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, you're not going to accomplish anything doing it that way. It didn't help either that the first time we played through, the one key got glitched up on the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I just heard a scream. I don't know what that was. What are you watching? Are you trying to get that YouTube video?
No.
Oh, what was that scream in the background?
That was magic.
Your magic screamed at you?
The guy attacked, and I guess it had a sound.
Ugh. Sounded like that chick screaming. I was like, God, everything's that chick now. It wouldn't have been as bad, I don't think, if we just, like, were all joke. Like I said, I was going into it expecting you guys to, like, joke around a lot more about the whole ordeal. But, like, a lot of us, like, all of us were kind of freaked out by the whole premise of it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was not good. It was no bueno. It was a no bueno situation.
And Anthony was watching us, and there was that one point where I gave up, and I just started, like, going after her. And I remember Anthony's like, oh, see, it doesn't bother Webby anymore. I was just like, no, I feel dead inside. Like, there's just, nothing's getting to me anymore. I just, man, it's been a week, Devin. It's
been a week, man.
How long is this? We've only been talking for 13 minutes. It's going to be either the shortest SU episode or the longest feeling SU episode ever recorded.
I mean, kind of the same thing, aren't they, at this point? Kind of the same thing at this point. I mean, oh, man.
Yeah. Hey man, I honestly don't even know. I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about. I dropped the ball on this one. I should have had a backup topic. We had a topic idea in mind, but to be completely 100% honest, this topic, the idea that we had for today's episode, really, it would work primarily better had we had a second person or a third person on the show. I don't feel like it would work well, just me and Devin, for the setup that we were going to do for it. Because there's going to be like a little game style thing. So we can pocket that one until we get somebody else. It's fucking Guy Fury fucking bailed. You know what we should do? We should get fucking Gordon Ramsay on here so he can just tell us how shit we are. And I can be like, hey, Gordon, you're in my fucking kitchen. And then I'll just disconnect him from the call. I'd love to hang up on somebody fucking famous like that.
Yeah.
Just have the last word click. The only problem is then he'd be in our Discord and he would have been invited to the Discord thing and he'd just keep popping in. It's like, God damn it. Oh, you know who we didn't invite in here? Fucking Craig.
You're recording, right?
I am, yeah. I just now that I realized that Craig's not in here, I double-checked to make sure it's still recording. My OBS likes to act up sometimes. Yeah, man, I don't have anything else to talk about, really. I'm sure I have a lot to talk about. It's just with the mood and the mindset that I've been in, I just don't. I guess I don't even know what I'm having a hard time formulating words, like thoughts into words. I don't like it.
I got you.
Hey, not to spoil anything for everybody, but tomorrow we have our distractions recording for whenever the next episode of that gets released. Devin, are you mentally prepared for that?
For
you
what?
You don't mentally get prepared for any of those distractions recordings, huh?
No.
You guys are really going into a boss fight. And I know, yeah, like, I know the boss fights generally are like, well, you know, it's a webby boss fight, so they're just, you guys are going to steamroll it.
No, I mean, it's not even just that. Like, I just know what I need to do. And, I mean, I kind of just know what I need to do with Tez regardless. So it's kind of a situation where, like, whatever.
Well, I mean, I will tell you, I'm going to have to take a look at the staff that you acquired from Atticus's old staff. I got to take a look at that a little more closely before tomorrow. I will say tomorrow's boss fight had me kind of nervous. And it made me do something that I've never done before. I play tested this boss fight using all of your guys' characters by myself. Essentially making each move, rolling a dish for everybody, making each move the way I would as your characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to beat the boss. I did it 3 times. Not all in one sitting either. Just back-to-back boss fights. Fuck that. I did it 3 times. See, that's creepy as fuck already. Just looking at it.
I agree.
I beat the boss 3 times. But each time,
so
at least one chance of the party members has died.
That's fine.
That's fine. Like, you just don't even care.
I mean, I can make sure it's not me, so it's fine.
God, have a little sympathy for your party members.
Look, it's about time somebody
as a DM died. I really don't want to kill you guys,
it's about time somebody died.
Wow, you hear that, everybody?
I mean, right, technically,
let's look. Okay,
Atticus has died, and so has Tez. I've lost 2 characters, and then okay, we brought right, Tez back,
no,
Tez died.
No. All right, first off, Tez died via story.
Yeah,
because me and you talked about that.
True.
Atticus technically, I mean,
I didn't even get a turn with Atticus. Like,
yeah,
it was one roll, and then I was dead. So
yeah, well, I mean, that came down to a roll.
Yeah, it was one roll, and I was dead. So
because it was either going to be you or Trip.
I don't want to hear it.
I will say this: me and you, we're gonna pull. Not that a DM should ever do this. If you had to put money on who was gonna die, who you think's gonna die tomorrow?
Who? We're fighting Shaw.
No, well, I mean, if you choose to, You guys are heading in to go fight a Baylor demon.
Money on Astonis.
You think Astonis is gonna die?
Yes. Only because he's so careful to not get involved. I think he's gonna be the one.
Okay. I wrote it down. I will say, God damn it. I cannot believe I'm about to admit this on a podcast, but that's just the kind of person I am. I'm hoping all of you don't die. Okay? I really am. If Astonis is one of the ones to fall and Tez manages to make it out, because you play Tez, I'm giving you bonus XP for guessing correctly. Just so you know.
Nice.
God, that's heartless of me. A DM should not do that. Hey, what am I watching? Do I just click play?
Just click on that play, watch it until you'll know the part, and then after that, you close it up.
Is it going to be super loud? No.
Pick okay. Those it should be super, super loud. We got to burn those, right?
Go stupid. Go crazy. Go stupid.
Go stupid, go crazy?
Yeah.
We got to get to the basement.
Yo, he looked really confused. Get around his house?
Who know where he was the like, ah,
like go stupid, ah, go crazy. So like, I was like, ah, that's great. I had to do it.
So, we got the basement key. Wait, we were down here. Looks like you came in through the basement. Why do we? Oh, shit. Please, please don't come in here. Please, please, please. Please don't come in here. And everything we studied.
I don't know if you realize how screwed he is on paper.
I shouldn't be watching.
Like he's screwed on paper.
Ah, man. So, yeah, okay. So, I vented about my distractions boss fight. Came clean about that. Vented kind of about my week. It's only been 20 minutes. God damn it. I'm letting everybody... You know what? I've let everybody down this week anyway. I might as well just let all the listeners down to make a really short episode.
Shut up. You didn't let everybody else down this weekend. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I let people down this week, though.
When?
When I told Donnie I was going to do, I didn't realize we had distractions on Friday. I was like planning on doing Delta Green on Friday, and I was like, oh, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Donnie's a big boy. He'll get over it.
It's all right. Donnie asked me yesterday. He said, I'll be home in an hour if you want to play some games. I was like, all right. Never heard back from him.
That's Donnie's fault.
I was like, this new day shift Donnie, man. Ugh.
Different person, man.
He is.
He's now the Guy Fieri of distractions media.
He really is. He's the guy. It's like we don't make enough to qualify for his time.
True story, man.
Man,
time for this guy, man.
Hey, when's hold on. I'm gonna bring this up real quick. When's the Kentucky Derby? Because I know that's a big deal down there, and I know Austin's been busy lately. Is that because...
Well, Austin, of course,
that's not until May. Derby. That's not until next fucking month, people.
You know Austin watches the Kentucky Derby. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, and it's not even the fact that he watches it. Dude, it's not even the fact that he watches it. Like, a week leading up to it, down there where he lives, they have, like, festivals and food carts and everything all in the streets and shit. Like, it's a big deal down there.
Yeah, you know what? You know what else is a big deal?
What?
This guy I'm playing in Magic, thinking he's really gonna beat me. It's not happening. Like he's stacking this deck with all these merfolk, thinking he's gonna beat me. But I have a trump card in my hand, dude, and I don't really give a shit. So get at me, bro.
So okay, now that a couple more episodes have been shown, what are your thoughts on Supergirl this season? Spoilers for those of you who don't watch Supergirl or watch.
I like
want to watch Supergirl, it, but aren't caught up.
I've liked Supergirl. We're going to see season 3 or season 4 Supergirl.
I don't know. That's a good question. Season. I don't know. One of them. I don't honestly don't know. 3 maybe.
Dude, you realize you have to attack, right? Like he has flint. Okay.
On to Supergirl, Devin.
I know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what season we're on. Hold on a second. Supergirl. Because I want to say this accurately. We're in season...
My guess is 3.
Season 4.
Okay. I was wrong.
We were in season 4. So honestly, Supergirl, it's season 1 was it was all right. Season 2, I think, was, I don't remember who the villain of season 2 was. Season 2 was, the last season was really good. Season 4 last season was really good. I like those two seasons. This season, I don't know, man. Not feeling it.
What do you think of Lex?
I mean, he's all right. He's
the guy from Two and a Half Men.
He's good. I mean, he's no Michael Rosenbaum.
True. True story.
He's not even a Lionel, the guy that played Lionel.
Also a true story.
I mean, like, you know, like, yeah. I mean, Supergirl, I don't know. Like, if Supergirl, like, if they told me Supergirl is getting canceled, I wouldn't be surprised.
But would you be sad?
I don't think so, no. Like, week by week, Supergirl is that one show where it's kind of just, like, middle of the road for me. Like, eh, you know, I watch it to kind of move the time.
Right.
But if I miss it, I'm never upset about it.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of, it's had its ups and downs, and I think it's on a down right now. And I just feel that that show kind of meanders on occasion, just kind of meanders on. It's kind of like, okay, it's kind of.
What are you talking about? Last episode, they had Russian Supergirl.
Yeah. Like, again, we had that in a crossover. Like, we had Nazi German Supergirl in the crossover. I'm like, I don't need this same thing again. It just seems like a lot of the same with that show. Which, I mean, it's saying something, trust me. Because that's pretty much all the CW shows at this point. Like, I'm not a fan of Flash this season.
Yeah, oddly enough, I mean, I love the Flash no matter what. The DC, the Flash is my favorite DC character. So it's going to be hard pressed for me to not like anything about the Flash, or to dislike anything about the Flash, I should say. That being said, I think this is probably, like, there were aspects that were cool in this season so far, but this is probably my least favorite season, and it's the season where the big bad guy is not a speedster for once.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I felt like he as the bad guy became he lasted too long for the payoff that we got.
Yeah, spoilers, man. His kid is the same exact character, just it's his kid, or it's his niece, or whatever, from the future. I honestly thought it was going to be more about that fucking Caitlin's dad, or whatever, coming back and, you know, doing some shit, because he's a villain now, right? He's got those cold powers. He's like an ice monster or some shit.
Didn't they beat him? Like, the immediate?
No, he left.
I thought she beat him, like, right away.
No, I think, like, because he was going to get that serum or whatever.
He was going to get the serum, and then I
realized what he was doing right back away. And
she was like, she just tanked them real quick.
No, I don't think so.
I think she just beat him.
I think they realized who he was and what his intentions were super fast, and then he just GTFO'd. I don't think he's in the pipeline. I don't think he's in Iron Heights. He's gone. Like, he might have gotten his ass beaten, but he didn't get captured or whatever. So, I mean, he's still out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, rule number one, if you have a villain, you arrest the villain. If you let the villain get away, then that's asking for him to come back and whoop your ass.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think anything's going to come out of it.
Devin, let me ask you a very odd just question. It's still on topic, technically.
Liar.
And no, it really is. And I know we've done an SU on it before, but what are your thoughts on the Suicide Squad movie again?
Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, not bad. I didn't hate it. I liked it. I mean, it was a movie.
It was a movie. Entertaining, just not great.
It was a popcorn flick. Best way I could say it. It's a popcorn flick.
There you go, Mom. There's your answer.
good way to spend time. You know, popcorn flick of a movie, but I wouldn't say it was anything that required my attention.
Yeah, because my mom was telling me some of her topic ideas for us to come to talk about. And she's like, you should do a movie. You should do a podcast on that comic book movie where all the villains become heroes." And I was like, "Suicide Squad?" She's like, "Yeah." It's like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've already talked about that one." She's like, "I love that movie." It's like, "Really? Because not many people do." Like, I enjoyed it because it had Harley Quinn in it, you know, and I really enjoyed fucking Captain Boomerang in it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't necessarily care for the motives of the evil, of the boss, of like the big evil in the movie, but hell, I guess when you're that powerful and you think yourself a god, what else are you going to do other than build like a giant construct of floating military science and vehicles and shit?
I mean, you're right.
So, who would win in a fight, Thor or Herbie the Love Bug?
Probably Herbie.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. He's got cartoon physics.
We're really starting to scrape the bottom of this SU barrel today, huh, folks? We should do another episode at some point for super fights. Dave, if you're listening and you have any more of those super fights,
Webby, dead or alive, if you could be a member of any band, what band would you be a member of, and what would you play?
Oh, so I have musical talent in this world.
Yes, you can play the guitar. Don't lie. I've heard you.
So if I could play any instrument and I could be in any band, does it have to be a band, or can I be an artist playing alongside another artist? Like, does it have, like, do you know what I mean?
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We'll go with band. Yeah, let's stay band, with band. Band. I would say, probably the violin / fiddle, and I would probably play with Flogging Molly.
Okay. Play the fiddle.
Yeah.
Flogging Molly.
Yeah. I know that's probably not what a lot of people would think. I just really enjoy Flogging Molly. And I love Irish music. Yeah. What about you?
I think I would probably be another bassist and play in Van Halen.
Really?
Yes.
Van Halen. Oh, you know what else? What other band I would pick?
If I wasn't picking a band, I would love to like have a guitar jam session with wow, I just lost his name, which is stupid.
Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you.
No problem. I'd love to, my if it wasn't a band, I would also go violin again, and I'd play with Lindsey Stirling.
Okay. Now, that'd be dead. Like, alive, I would probably, John Mayer if I had to go, like, alive.
Dude, I would love to play, like, the, I'll say, like, the guitar, like, the acoustic guitar or something, and I'd love to play with the Monkees.
That'd be fun.
Man, I used to love their show. Man. You know an odd thing? Not a lot of people, and I lose a lot of bonus points with people because of my opinion on this matter. I'm not really a fan of the Beatles.
I have a couple of songs of theirs that I like, but I'm not the biggest Beatles fan either.
I respect what they've done for the musical community. and the influences that they've had, like the people that they've influenced. And I like a lot of the artists that they've influenced, but I'm not a big fan of the Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, that's totally okay.
I also still think Vanilla Ice is one of the best rappers ever.
Okay.
Well. Well, I just lost bonus points with somebody up there, including Devin. I love how you're just like, okay, you took it a little too far. Let's just shut this door now. God dang it, Devin.
I mean, Vanilla Ice did something.
Man, he did Ice Ice Baby and the Ninja Rap.
Yeah, that's one is world popular, the other one is popular amongst a few people.
The Ninja Rap is world popular?
No, Ice Ice Baby is world popular. Oh. The other one, if you don't care about TMNT, then you don't care about Vanilla Ice.
And for any listener out there who's like, what's TMNT? Stop listening. Just go. Just leave. There's the door.
You can bebop and rock steady your ass off a damn cliff.
That's right.
That's how I feel.
Still one of my favorite parts of TMNT2 is Seamus and that other dude as Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, no, they were great.
I think that movie was great because of them. I still hate the turtles. I still hate the way they look. I'm never gonna not like that. They don't have noses. It's not right.
I mean, did they have noses in the original?
They had, like, I don't want to say beaks. They weren't beaks, but, like, yeah, they had, like, their faces came out, and they had, like, a predominant, like, mouth section. These guys have, like, it's, like, flat, and then they have, like, nostrils right on their face, like, right in the center of their face. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Anyway,
I mean, they've never had, like, they had, like, they had, they just didn't do, like, nose holes in the original. Didn't do nose holes. I don't think they just had, like,
they just, that's, I don't know, all, like, they had was little nose holes, I think. I don't remember. Just they looked off, like, and they, that, looked
but
stupid.
It wasn't terrible.
I hated it.
Maybe do I go for a big creature or do I go for a planeswalker?
Big creature.
It's a blue deck. He has two mana and four cards in his hand.
Big creature.
All right, we're going for it. See what happens. See if he counters it or not. He did not counter it. Good job for me. What? Oh, he can do stuff now, though. He returned to my hand. Oh, my God.
Yep.
He's going to make me deck.
You love blue decks.
Fuck. You know what?
Yeah, I mean, that's all I got. I don't know what it is. Okay, I, you know how I just talked about the monkeys?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through Facebook. They literally just came up on my Facebook feed.
Because your phone is has
I'm not on my phone.
No. You can hear it. If you can hear it. I mean, everything. That's how it is, dude. Everything's like that in life, unfortunately. It sucks.
So if you say something, it's going to just show up under your...
Yeah, because they're always watching.
Really?
Yes.
Porn. Sasha Gray. Oh, my God. I say porn, and the next post down is Suicide Girls. That's pretty damn close.
I mean, there you go.
That's fucked up. That's creepy, Devin. I think I'm creeped out by my computer now.
There you go. I fucking hate this guy right now. I keep playing a blue deck.
Well, you're gonna have to put that on pause because we're gonna do a sign off here. We're done with SU.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing Magic. I'm struggling to find shit to talk about. I'm holding a conversation. Yeah, but I'm struggling here, and I don't want to do this right now.
We're not doing a sign-off yet. Hold on.
No, we are.
Nope.
I'm going to go wrap a shoelace around my neck and fucking...
Oh, you're not. Shut the hell up.
No, but we really are signing off. It's been 40 minutes. That's
okay.
That's about the length of our short episodes when we do them.
This fucking guy.
So, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me on Twitter at DMP_Pookie and on Twitch at Pook Killed Me. Also on eBay at Shoot Your Shot.
Shoot Your Shot. All right. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forest Walker, all one word. You can follow me on Twitch if you really want to at DM Webby, and on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52, and on eBay looking for Shoot Your Shot. Yeah, that's it. Until next time, everybody. Fuck Booster Gold, and oh, stay classy. You heard me.
Yep, you heard him, folks.
Oh, worst episode ever. This week, man. It's really gotten me, Devin. It's really gotten to me. I was really psyched for today.
This fucking guy.
All I know is Guy Fieri better be a pallbearer at my funeral so he can let me down one more time.
Fucking
Guy Fieri.